from a fruit into water. Now, just before we actually approach the actual reading of the actual answer, let's just give some background. Obviously, when Yidden lived for many years, in many generations, in the colder parts of Europe, wine wasn't such an easy thing to come by, since grapes don't readily grow in the colder areas of Europe. And in those times, import and export wasn't such a simple thing, and particularly of something like wine, which is a liquid and it's heavy. And we know that in Yiddish times, wine is something that you need pretty regularly. So how did our forebears cope with this difficulty? So one pretty simple solution is this product called raisin wine, which we're going to look at now, where under certain circumstances you can mix raisins and water and create something which has a halachic din of wine. We're going to look now what exactly are the parameters, the guidelines, which fix when the end product is called wine. So to share with you one other anecdote, which will show us how this, in fact, can be applicable today as well. And it sounds a little bit maybe removed for us. We can just go down to the supermarket and buy a bottle of wine. What's the problem? But I heard once this story regarding a hotel for Pesach. So you know, we see advertised these hotels and holidays in far distant areas. You can go to the, I don't know, whatever mountains you want for Pesach. So it was one of these holidays where, unfortunately, the organizers of the holiday were not especially well put together. And this Pesach was colored with many types of disasters. And one of them was the following. Now, on this holiday, there were people from Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and there were Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Now, Bnei Chutz La'aretz, we know, right, they keep 2 days young. So they have twice the Pesach, 4 cups of wine. Now, unfortunately, the organizers did not plan especially well, and all their wine and grape juice finished on the first day of Pesach. Now, that is some challenge when you are out in the whatever mountains it was, and you don't have a Jewish store anywhere nearby, and you know, obviously, wine is not something you can purchase. Especially, well, wine, whatever, what are you going to do? So would you believe it? The Mashgiach was a very practically minded person. He got hold of some raisins. I'm not sure whether they were already in the stalls of the hotel, or he bought raisins. It's a separate paper discussion. He bought raisins, and he produced raisin wine. There and then on the spot, and they had with what to perform Mitzvot Arba Kriyot. Now, actually, when we begin to look at the halachos, we'll see that why there's a particular shayla related to what he did, and we'll understand what the two sides of the coin are. Now, let's begin looking at this. So, let's just say that this case of raisin wine is mentioned in the Mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara gives a list of types of wine which should not be used, lechatchila, as a wine korban on the Mizbeah, and are kosher to the Eved if they were used as a korban on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara gives a further klal that anything which is kosher to the Eved as a korban on the Mizbeach, if it's kosher to the Eved at least, it can be used for Kiddush, even lepatche. One of the things on this list is something which the Gemara calls Yayin Shel Timuki, wine of grapes. Okay, so now let's begin learning the words of the Kiddush of Gemara Kodik. Timuki, grapes. She yeish for him like luchis kol kach. It's three blocks. The last paragraph. So what can she yeish for luchis kol kach? Raisins which have in them sufficient moisture. She imo you don't have moisture, yet they may have dipshot. That if one would crush them, some juice would come out. As we cannot begin with raisins that are completely and entirely dried out like a brick, we need raisins which still have some sort of natural moisture in them. So you take these raisins, in kolshom, if one then crushes them, v'shoro oisom v'mayim, and soaks them in water, l'tsoyre shtir v'loy l'tsoyre achilas ha'tzimukim. Now while the condition over here is that this has to be done originally with the intent particularly of using that water for drinking, and not as some sort of method of doing whatever you want to do to the raisins and to consume the raisins, and the water is simply a byproduct. As we're trying to define over here, under what situation does that water become wine, and under what situation is it simply fruit juice, or just the juice of the compost. So, one of the conditions is that we have to have intent specifically for drinking this water. Then it can have the hashimoto's importance of wine, otherwise it's simply a byproduct. Now, it further tonight, in Shara Shalosha Yomim Betoit. Furthermore, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one soaks them now in the water, one crushes them, soaks them in the water, and one soaks them for 3 days, Betoit, until it begins to ferment. Now, let's just understand for a second this idea of the 3 days. We probably heard that in other areas of halakha, for transfer of taste from one thing to another, from a solid into a liquid when they're soaked together, it's sufficient for something to be soaked for 24 hours in order for taste to transfer from one thing to the other. The concept of something which is soaked for 24 hours, there is transfer of taste from one item to the other. Over here, 24 hours does not appear to be sufficient. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch notes that there should be 3 days. One should soak it for 3 days. And the reason for this is, it appears, that over here, it isn't sufficient to simply transfer taste. We need something a little more than that. So the transfer of taste, that would still only constitute water which has a raisin or grape taste. In order to transfer this water, to give it a din of wine, we need something greater than the average transfer of taste. So that's why 1 day is not sufficient. Having said that, I want to know that there are some poskim who say that 1 day is sufficient, exactly like all transfer of time. And others who say that this is simply what we call the fi ra'oyz ha'ayin. It depends on the situation, it depends maybe how moist those grapes were before, etc., etc. One has to be matzeh, one has to take note on each particular mixture in front of you, whether it really appears that all the taste has really gone out, or is it simply a schlucker, slightly grape tasting water. Now, this is going to be important as relates to that story of the Mashkiach in the hotel. Because if we're going to take it exactly literally, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, and say that that is exactly what you need and nothing different, to soak it for 3 days in water, then he does not have any eater how to sort out his people in the hotel. Because he didn't have 3 days available to him. This problem became known probably on the first day of Pesach in the morning, and it had to be sorted out by that night. So you don't have any eitzah. So we'll see a little further on what eitzah there yet is.
Presumably he's operating on the second day of Yom Tov doing a tikkun. He must not be 2 days himself.
Thought maybe in different areas of Yom Tov, but it could be that everything that needs to be done over here might be all classified within the heter of Echol Nefesh. It could all be mutter.
Okay, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah?
Not sure. Okay, so having soaked it for 3 days, let it ferment. After the 3 days, one separates the grapes and the liquid. So one pours the liquid out to another keli. Having gone through this procedure, the water now produced has a din of wine. And again, the same sort of theme. Why is it important, this last detail, to pour the water out from the grapes, from the raisins, and not to leave it as a mixture of water and raisins? That's following down the same theme, that we're looking to give this water a din of wine and not just raisin water fruit juice. So when it remains mixed with the raisins, it has a much greater quality appearance of being just the fruit juice. Having said that, many folks were of the opinion that at least in many scenarios this detail is not le'ikuba. This is the most that I'm going to take away to make it, where everybody will agree that it's fine. But many places could say that if one made it with the original intent of drinking it as a separate drink on its own, even if one has not yet physically gone through this actual stage of actually separating it, still makes at this particular point in time, but the intent of its production was to drink it as a separate mashke, that already is sufficient to give it the din of Bayre Priyado. No, Bayre Priyado.
I forgot.
We're talking about the reason why.
I thought you said
that. Mavorikim Allah, so, few lines in, Mavorikim Allah, Bayre Agafen, having fulfilled all these conditions, it's in his Bayre Agafen, or La Acharov, Bracha Me'in Shalosh, and afterwards, Al Hagefen, Uvachol Mokhoim Shetzrichin Koit Yayin Yotzin Boy. In any place, in any occasion which, for which one needs a cup of wine, this is usable, this is kosher, and as we said, this was a very commonly used eitzah in places where wine was not so easily available. A further condition of treating liros, she you as simukim, yoyse me chedek shishit shivamayim. What ratio of raisins to water can there be in this mixture? So there is a general cloud, and applications all over in halacha. At what stage, if one begins to mix wine with water, how much water can you add? And it should remain still wine, and at which point you added so much water that it's not wine anymore. So the klal is one part of wine and six parts of water, that is already too much. Six parts of water is already too much. So it has to be less than six parts of water.
Yes.
So let's look exactly at this. How do we define it?
Yes.
So nevertheless, although we are not talking about liquid and liquid, we are talking about solid and liquid.
Right.
Many poskim write that it's sufficient to measure the amount of raisins negative the amount of water. That same volume of raisins. Right. Yeah. Volume of raisins. Against the water. So it shouldn't be, you should not reach a stage where you have six parts water, one part raisin.
If I know
where to
put the raisins in bottle, I see what level of raisin. And then I
will
see this one piece or another one.
Right, exactly so.
Okay.
Nevertheless, probably down the line, that this is often thinking, some folks question this. And they say, although many folks can wrap this, some say it doesn't make sense, because we're not really interested in the raisins themselves. We're going to have to find some way. I don't even know how you would do this. There's some sort of estimation. If you've got a topic, you'll go to Qumrah. Some sort of estimation of how much liquid has been produced from the rain. That is the opinion of the Mishnah. Yaakov, which the Biyah Halacha quotes. Nevertheless, having said that, and although it seems quite logical, the Biyah Halacha comes to the conclusion that because of a combination of other halakhic factors, as I mentioned briefly, there are some poskim are of the opinion that we don't need this shear of 1 in 6 as long as it has a taste of wine. It's sufficient, and various other background halakhic factors, the halakha concludes that the ikar din is sufficient to measure the amount of raisins as against the amount of water. So long as we don't have more than 6 parts water against 1 part raisins, it is still going to have the din of wine. Another important point which the Kitzur reminds us, Umesharin is Hatsimukim, Kamoy Shal Hoyu Belachuson, Koydim Shinit Yavshu. One has to measure the raisins. At what point does one measure them? As they were when they were put into the cup. Not like they dried out later on. And also, if they swell, other points can explain more, that if they swell during this process, also not. Don't measure them as they swelled with the water. You have to measure them as they are when you put them to soak at first.
Before you put the water in.
Right, and then they already. Now, the dafka kishenase adyedei shri. This whole procedure is only good when it is produced by soaking raisins in water. What happens if you cook raisins in water? Says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, it does not have a din of wine through the procedure of Bishul. And the reason for this is based on the same theme that we began with at the beginning. It's exactly Mishitoto, we would call it, from what he said at the beginning. That in the same vein, 24 hours wasn't good enough when we spoke about soaking. And we're not following here the regular parameters of transfer of tam like they are in other areas of halakha. Transfer of tam, transfer of taste, isn't sufficient. There's some sort of procedure by which the wine, the water, doesn't just absorb the tam of the raisin, it actually gets a certain character of wine. And for that we need soaking in 3 days and fermenting. But just procedures of transfer of tam, like soaking for 24 hours, or even cooking, which is also a procedure of transfer of tam, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is not sufficient. Nevertheless, other poskim, important poskim, the Chayyobam and the Mishnah Berurah, do not rule like the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch in this point. The Chayyobam and the Mishnah Berurah both mention explicitly that it is sufficient to cook the raisins in water. And that brings us back to the story of this Mashkiach in the hotel, which we began with, because that is exactly what he did. He took the raisins, obviously he didn't have 3 days at his disposal, he didn't even have 24 hours at his disposal. He took the raisins, he boiled them in water, and that is how he produced his raisin wine. So that is dependent on this China, which as we said, according to the Chayyobam and Mishnah Berurah, is... Yeah, I'll tell you the story in a minute, to finish off the end of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. If one soaks or cooks the raisins with intent also to eat the raisins, that leaves us in a situation of doubt whether indeed the mashke gets within the boat drag often or not. Because as we said, we are looking to create wine, not raisin water, not fruit juice. So if you didn't have intent to eat the raisins, that's already a matter of doubt whether the wine, whether the water has the din of wine or not. So, to very briefly summarize, if somebody needs to create raisin wine, he finds himself stuck out somewhere where there's no wine available, the best, most effective procedure, soaks it in water for 3 days, with intent only to drink the water and to completely discard the raisins, leaves it to soak for 3 days, strains out the raisins, and then he has raisin wine. Okay, we'll stop here.
It,